Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, Rio, what's good?
Hey, not much, J-Dub. What's going on with you?
Yo, this is 50 Ball in the house. We are J-Dub and Rio. Man, what's good with you, man? You liking this snow?
Hey, it's pretty cool. You know, I don't have to work in it. Yeah, I took the, man, you know, took the family out playing the snow for a minute and came back in. You know, I don't like being cold for too long.
Man, what in the Tokyo Drift is going on, man? I've been hearing and seeing cars out here. They're trying to recreate the movie, and it ain't working out. In the movie, it looked fun, but right now, it looked like people are slipping and sliding out there.
Hey, I'm telling you, you get that reality check, end up in the ditch. I saw like 4 cars yesterday in the ditch while I was on the freeway. Like, it was ugly out there, and you could feel the panic on the highway. Like, you can just feel everybody was tense driving. So, I mean, all you non-drivers, stay in the house, because you can hardly drive in the regular weather conditions. So, I know you can't drive now.
100%, man. These people, I'm telling you, man, it ain't even just about the driver. It's people around the driver.
I'm telling you.
It's like, you thinking about, it's like, when I got insurance for my car, I'm like, I need to get insurance just for me. I'm getting insurance for everybody that might hit me. You know, that's what I was thinking when I got it. You know, I'm like, is someone gonna hit you in the back? Because it was 100% their fault. You was doing your thing. Washington drivers out here.
Oh, that's how it is. You know, on Mario Kart, when you hit that banana peel and the car start, you know, swerving back and forth. Like, that's how it's looking right now. Everybody's swerving back and forth. Really got a hit on the wheel.
Where's the banana peel? That's what you ask them after they hit you. Where was the banana peel? What was you playing Mario Kart? Is that what happened?
Man, you know, I know it's a big weekend. You know, it's love weekend.
It is. All right, guys, this is our Valentine's Day edition we got going on this time. So we thought we'd show some love for y'all and give y'all some new content. And, you know, we could talk about what this day still means a couple of these days. So, Rio, I know you are still married, man. And this day might still mean something to you. So do you think this is, it's still relevant for couples?
You know, it depends. I think if you're older and you've been together for a while, you think it's another day. And some people still go out, they'll do the flowers and whatnot, but it's not every day. It's not everything, because every day you should be showing that love anyway. But then reality kicks in. Like, most females will say that it's not that big of a deal or whatnot, but I think deep down, it's still a pretty big day for most females. Just because they see everybody else getting flowers. Mm-hmm. They see everybody else having a good time. They out eating their food at the Cheesecake Factory or whatever. And they might not gonna say it to you openly. They might not complain openly to you. But in the back of their mind, they're sitting there thinking like, man, it sure be nice I had some flowers. So I do think it's not the biggest deal, but you need to do a little something. Like, don't leave them hanging, because they might not complain, but they're still thinking about it in the back of their mind. It's like, man, he could have brought me some roses or something. Yeah. So I stay ready. Like, man, I come with the flowers. We'll go out and do something to eat. I mean, it's ice out here now, so I might have to turn on a movie, watch Friday or something. Yeah, that's what I call romantic night.
Exactly. Yeah, I 100%, man. I feel like you got to do something. I feel like it's the same as when a man and a woman go to dinner, right? And the man is usually expected to pay. We can do that, you know, we can talk that on another day. But I'm just saying, like, for this point, it's like when you're expected to pay, it's almost expected on Valentine's that you should assume until they say otherwise. Until you say, because you don't want to go with like, oh, I'ma just sneak past this day and don't do nothing. Cause like, even if she may not care, you don't wanna assume that she don't care.
Yeah, she cares. Yeah, she's gonna be tripping later down the line. She won't trip on Valentine's Day, but she's gonna trip on Wednesday though.
Exactly. So, you know, so for those chicks that try to sound like, oh, it's not a big deal, I'm not into those things, they just tell you that. They tell you that, but they definitely want you to go against what they're saying.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to add any pressure to it. Yeah, they want you to take the initiative and go out on your own to make something happen, get a teddy bear or whatnot, the whole boot bop, just do whatever. But they don't want to tell you. But it's weird. It's almost like an unspoken thing. You just need to know to do something. Just take the initiative. If she's your girl. Now, if you ain't my girl, you're not getting the dang thing from me. Like, if I just met you a week ago, that's something different. I ain't talking about y'all. Yeah, it's free game with y'all. Y'all do what you want to do in that situation. But if she's your girl, y'all been together, like, it's established. You her man, that's your girl. Man, dude, you got to do something. You got to do something. It's not the biggest deal, but it is a deal.
Means something, you know. It's better be safe than sorry on this one. So it's like you come with it, but then they could say something versus not doing anything at all, and then being like low-key mad at you, and they'll bring it up months later in your counseling or something when y'all about to break up anyway. So y'all better say, well, you ain't never gave me nothing for Valentine. And like, where did that come from? Yeah.
So it's Easter now. It's Easter. You still tripping about that? It's gonna come up later. That's the thing. It's gonna come up later.
They will hold on to it. Hey, you might lose your earring. You might lose your purse. You might lose all these things that the women may possess. But I guarantee you, they ain't gonna lose that fight that they got with you. They gonna forget about that. They ain't gonna forget. I tell you, they gonna bring it up. They gonna lose that. They say, oh, they gonna pick it up like it's sitting in their lap. Oh. Here's that Valentine's argument I meant to have with you 3 months ago. Here it is. I found it, right?
It's been marinating, too.
I found it. You found that ring yet? No. I found that ring. I tell you, you better come with it. Now, Rio, though, I will say this, too, that I think even though it is still relevant, but I think, like, as you get older, I feel like it changes. I feel like,
yeah.
Is that what you think? You know, like, older couples may not care as much about this thing.
Yeah, I believe so. There is an age range on it. I remember being in high school, my ROTC instructor, he was talking about it. It was Valentine's Day. We was at school, and he was cool with us. We was asking what was his plans for him and his wife. And, you know, he gave us. He was just like, man, every day is Valentine's Day for her. She ain't tripping off this one day. And I felt that. I said, ooh, he's right about that. And they've been together for years. He was older. I think at the time he might have been in his 50s, 60s. And I'm not calling nobody in that age range old. I'm just saying compared to high schoolers, he was older than us. But, yeah, they just been together for so long, he didn't put that much emphasis on it. But I do think when you're in your 20s and late 30s or just whatever the case, has a little bit more importance during that time range, especially if you're in a fresh relationship. Because you think about it, in his situation, he was like 50 or 60. He was with his wife for over a decade or something like that. So they've been there, done that a few times.
Right.
But you're a little bit younger, you don't have that time behind you like that. So you don't have that comfortability to fall on to be like, man, we've done this so many times. Like, no, you still got to do it. You still got to do it for a little bit longer. So
yeah,
a big part in it. And I also think it's more geared towards women. Like, I mean, I get stuff for Valentine's Day, but I'm not really looking forward to it. Like, I'm not thinking, you know, what is she going to get me for Valentine's Day? I'm more so thinking, okay, what kind of flowers does she like again? Or what kind of chocolate can we both eat? Because I'm going to eat some too.
Fact. Oh, yo. That's a good question, though, to think about, too. It's like, is this day more of like a women thing? More so than like, or, you know, but do you think it's 2021 now? So, you know, people always change with the roles ongoing. You know, women want to do different things. Men want to do different things today. Do you think it is definitely more of just like just a female thing to do?
I think so. I think it's more of a female thing. I mean, don't get me wrong now. I think it can be both. Like, it's cool when women do get their man something. Like I said before, I get some for Valentine's Day. I'm not thinking about it. She just kind of surprises me with it. But I'm not looking for her to get me something. But I do think it is more towards the women. But you can also take fun in that, too, as a guy. It's almost like the playground. If you got kids, you take them to the playground. It's more for them. But I'm also going to get my behind on that slide, too. And I'm going to go down. You know, you might see me on the monkey bars doing some things. I'm going to make the best out of it.
For real.
That's the way I look at it. It's more emphasized for them. But you can also take part of it, too, you know, as a man.
It's true, though. I mean, it's like, because I feel like with men and women expect different things. So they see things as a gift. different than what a woman may see as a gift, you know, with flowers and chocolate, where you go, something romantic. Guys may be like, what you're wearing could be the gift.
Hey, that's exactly what we're thinking.
And like, what you got on? What you gonna do? Because it goes both. It's a gift is a gift. And what is it? I always say, give what is in your heart to give. That's how is my MO, right? So for these couples, right, it's this, when they try to give to each other, whatever is in your heart to give, then that should be suffice.
Hey, I want to get your perspective on this, though. Like, being a single guy that's dating, what is your approach on Valentine's Day? Like, if you're with a girl for, say, 2-3 months and Valentine's Day rolls around, are you getting her something? Or to them, is there like a certain milestone you need to reach before you start really celebrating Valentine's Day with them?
That's a good question. It depends. It depends on what, how long you've been dating them and what you've been doing. Yeah, hey, and I think you know what I mean by that. You know, like, if you've been dating somebody for 3 months and it's Valentine's and you guys been dating a lot, you should probably expect to do something.
Yeah.
You know, 3 months especially is a long time enough for somebody to date anybody new. I mean, it's not long in the amount of time, but it's a decent amount in the beginning for you to start thinking about special occasions. You know, if it's like 2 weeks, you're pressing your luck a little bit.
Oh yeah.
You reach it. Look, any woman that wants something in 2 weeks, look, you reach it. Look, I'm gonna just say it right now. You know, at least with me, okay. Any man that wants to do it, go ahead and do it. But I'm gonna tell you right now, if you expect that for me in 2 weeks, you're pushing it. you got to be around a little bit longer. You got to know them a little better than just a couple weeks. Anything can happen in 2 weeks, man. Forget that. So,
and you said nothing wrong. You said nothing wrong.
No, it's just you got to expect. Look, how much you really like somebody, man? I mean, what? Some people be just waiting around for Valentine just to get something, you know? Until what? Until you don't like them. You know what? After the third week, you know, I ain't feeling it. But you know, you bought him a gift. It's like the too soon. You know, you're buying him a bracelet, and yeah, you barely know. I'm like, I'm cringing. I'm like, brother, stop.
Uh-uh.
Stop. Like, no, put it back. Get your receipt. What's the date on these rings? Rio. Ain't it like 60 days after?
Yeah, I think it's about like 60 days, depending on where you get it from.
50 days. Yeah, yes, brothers, write it down. 50 days. You better be bold. Either come or don't come at all. I tell you.
Hey, look. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. 2 weeks is too soon. Don't be out there simping now. That's too soon. You better not be thinking about no jury in no 2 weeks. The only thing you need to do on 2 weeks and Valentine's Day rolls around is send a happy Valentine's Day text. That's about all you're getting in a 2 week
period. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Is it text? Yeah, because all stuff's for free. Don't take nothing. No, you might even send them a picture, whatever it is. That is at your discretion. But anything else, I don't know, man. I don't know what you want. You got one of them e-cards or something? What you snowed in? when you watch a movie. Yeah, I don't know. You watch you a love movie or something.
Yeah, you spend time with them. Yeah, in 2 weeks, it's cool to spend time with them. I'm with you, man. I'm not getting you no gifts or nothing like that. That's just way too soon. You said it perfectly. 3 months is about the time to where you start thinking you're getting serious with somebody. You've been going for a while. That's like the time you don't want to skip Valentine's Day. Like I mentioned, comparing it to the older couples, they've been there, done that. Well, if you with somebody, you really like them, and it's 3 months coming up or 3-4 months, and you hit Valentine's Day, then at that point, I'm not saying buy no jewelry. I don't do that. Like, that's still too early for jewelry, but I'll get you the teddy bear. I'll get you some candy or something. Because that's the time you don't want to start skipping it if you're looking to get serious with them. That's the time to where you start enjoying those holidays and those milestones, creating those memories. You don't want to get comfortable too fast now, because then you might lose what you're trying to keep. And also in 3 months, you still got your nice guy role going on, because it takes months before you show your crazy side. You got probably your best front still, you know, in that 3 months, man.
I wish you would. Yeah, it's, you're right, man. Yeah, because 100%, man, it's like that honeymoon phase. Everything's cool. You're right. You get along. You got everything in common. You're saying the same sentences, whatever. You're dotting your T's together or something. You ain't got the same letter or something, whatever it is, I take it. I've seen it, experienced both. It's like, but everything turned. The one girl you think you got everything in common with, man, a couple months, you'll find everything opposite. Everything opposite. She don't like sports as much as you thought she did. I don't care how big of a, you know, they sound, see, it's that realness. It's not like you're going to break up when they change or you stop seeing them. But you just see differences of like the realness. I was like, okay, she don't like this show as much as she said she did. You know, she didn't like Walking the Dead that much. She was just being there for you.
Said Walking the Dead. Walking the Dead. It's like walking the dog, Walking the Dead.
Oh, Walking the Dead. She's like, what? He's like, what show was that?
Hey, you see somebody walking the dead in the snow right now. Something going on. Some voodoo stuff going on.
Real big fan of Walking. Walking. So he's like, what show was it? And she be in there in the trenches, right? You be there like supportive. You be like, they be there. They be there for that show. They gonna complain. Like, oh, I got nightmares. Hey, but hey, you find a woman or a man to be there for the show. If they don't really want to watch, that's all you need. That's all you need, man. You just.
But that's why, like you mentioned earlier, it also, the time that you've been with somebody compared to the gift that you get them, that makes a huge difference. Because, you know, again, 3 months in, you can do something for Valentine's Day. Like, if I was out there dating and we hit 3 months and I'm feeling you feeling me, we'll go out and do something. But again, it's not the jewelry phase, because if you leave me like in 5-6 months, I'm gonna want my stuff back. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, give me my stuff back. Give me that bracelet I bought you. I need that back. Because I haven't known you long enough to be giving you stuff that expensive and you keeping it. Mm-hmm. And if you for like 10 years, we break up, then you keep everything I gave you. Like, I ain't that petty. We've been together. That's yours. Mm-hmm. 3 months and you get to buy somebody some jewelry and they leave you. Oh, no, I need that. And that, you don't buy them jewelry in 3 months for that reason. If you're going to ask for it back, just don't give it to them in the first place.
Exactly. Oh, I cringe. I cringe thinking about, man, I'm your friends, I think. You know, that we both know that, you know, like they would allow the guy they buying some Jordans and stuff. I'm like, he bought you some Jordan and y'all even dating? I was like, I was thoroughly upset. That wasn't even my situation. I'm like, you know, they like obviously feel something for you to buy some, but I think it's ignorant. It's ignorant, man. To spend so much. You know, you ain't even with them. Like, you ain't even did nothing, but you just gonna be buying them. I mean, you got money to look. You got money to spend. That's you. But it's ignorant. Hey,
man. Now I'm telling you, man, and it goes both ways. If I'm with you for a few months, don't go buy me some jewelry. I mean, I'll take it. But I understand if we break up like a month or two later, I'm nice enough. I'll give your stuff back to you. Now, if you buy me like a PS5 and I have to unhook it from my TV to give it back, then that's a different story. I'm not doing that. That's too much work. Yeah. I got to unhook it from the TV, get my games out of it. I'm not doing that. That's your loss right there. But jewelry, I'll give that back. It goes both ways. I'll give it back to you. I wouldn't keep the stuff that you paid good money for and we separated like 4 or 5 months in. So that's why I was like, don't do it. It's a big no. Don't do it. Don't blow your money. And again, Valentine's Day, the approach depends on your situation, how serious you are, and how long you've been together.
Just keep it light. Keep it light. If you so, you know, if you're so eager to stay on Amazon Prime, that's where it's gonna be. It's gonna be 2-day shipping. You're gonna get to the house. Then what would you suggest for those eager to give something? what kind of suggestions would you give them?
For what, like somebody 3 months in?
Yeah, just something so they don't put all the savings into something.
Man, I don't know, man. For sure not jewelry. We covered that one, but I'll say, I mean, of course, go out, do something, do like an event, get something to eat, this, whatever the case, the little helicopter rides or whatever. That stuff is cool. Doing an event probably be, that would be more of my focus. I'd probably get like the teddy bear. I'll keep it old school, traditional. Probably, get, you know, I'm cool with getting them like a big teddy bear and some candy. Cause I mean, that ain't too bad. What's that, like $80 or $100 or whatever, depending on what you're getting. I mean, you can eat that. You can take a $100 loss. I'm not saying just go throw $100 away, but again, it's not the worst thing in the world if it don't work out. Not thinking like, dang, I need to get that teddy bear back from her. You let her keep that. So I say keep it just traditional. Candy, stuffed animals, clothing. Some people want to do that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my pick.
T-shirt. I like what you say, get that t-shirt. Easy, man. You can get t-shirts anywhere. Any kind of thing, simple, taking them to events, like you said, you know, things like that. Keeping it simple. I'm not trying to keep these brothers from making a huge, because I know when a man really likes a woman, they lose their sense and the logic be going out the window. Hey. You think about what they're about to wear. Look, y'all need to think, okay? We out here trying to help y'all prevent from doing too much.
I'm saying women too, goes both ways. Some women, man, they're spending bread on these dudes too. Don't do it 3 months in. Don't do it. Goes both ways, man. Don't do it.
100. Yeah. Ladies, y'all need to think too. I know y'all thinking he look like Tay Diggs, but yeah. Look, y'all need to think. Y'all need to think out here, okay? Just I know y'all usually try to vent to the ladies or your friends will try to help you out. So please look, you know, reach out. To get you a second opinion, like you're going to the doctor, get you a second opinion on that gift. Especially if you're nervous about it, it's probably too much if you're nervous about it, because it's just a gift. You know what I'm saying? You're nervous if you're trying to buy some jewelry, then you'd be like, oh, I don't know if he'll like it or she'll like it. Like, if you're that nervous, you probably shouldn't do it, man. Like, because you just because like it shouldn't be a force. You know what I mean? Like, it should seem seamless.
Right.
You know, like, it's not a big deal. You know, you do it because this is how you feel, and this is where you're at. You know, you get in some flowers, easy. Easy, chocolate, like you mentioned, easy. But you start bringing some things that cost thousands of dollars. And I think that's the more upset you're going to be when you find out the other person may not do the same.
Yeah, hey, I'm with you, man, 100%, man. So, I mean, you know, I think that was my thoughts on everything, you know. But overall, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And if you love birds, don't get too crazy out there. Stay safe.
Yeah, take it easy.
All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.